USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House is expected to vote on a coronavirus relief bill on Friday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has been negotiating with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. Mnuchin tells CNBC that more legislation is coming.
I think we're very close to getting this done. This is a very important bill for small and medium-sized businesses, for people that are impacted by the coronavirus. I think we're like in the second inning of getting things done.
President Trump is expected to formally declare a national emergency during an afternoon press conference at the White House. That will set the stage for more direct federal relief to Americans and companies who are affected by the coronavirus. Checking in on Wall Street and how your 401ks are handling the coronavirus, the Dow is up over 300 points, the S&P and NASDAQ also up. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Cruise lines are continuing to take action as the coronavirus spreads. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Two major cruise lines are staying ashore as coronavirus spreads. Princess is stopping all cruises within the next 5 days, though it's continuing current itineraries until they're completed. This comes after two of its ships carried passengers who ended up testing positive for the virus, and one of those ships just docked this week in California. It took 3 days to disembark. And Viking Cruises is not immediately halting its ships, but says it will do so on May 1st.
Moments after thinking his self-isolation was ending, Texas Senator Republican Ted Cruz learned he has a few more days to go. The Republican learned that someone he had contact with on March 3rd tested positive for the virus, so he will now remain in self-isolation until Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Dozens of well-known conservative leaders signed a letter calling for the censure of Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer after the New York Democrat allegedly threatened Supreme Court Justices Brett Kavanaugh and Neil Gorsuch last week. Rachel Bovard is the policy director at the Conservative Partnership Institute. She tells Fox News why she is one of those calling on Congress to censure Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer.
Well, a couple of reasons, but to be very clear, Senator Chuck Schumer is the leader of the Democrats in the Senate, and as such, he stood on the steps of the Supreme Court and threatened two sitting Supreme Court justices by name, and that is not only wildly inappropriate and irresponsible, it is, as the Chief Justice pointed out, dangerous. And so a line has to be drawn somewhere. Again, Chuck Schumer is not just a rank-and-file Democrat. He is the leader of Senate Democrats, so if anyone needs to be made an example of here, it's Chuck Schumer, and that's what we're asking for right now.
Former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders are set to take the debate stage Sunday night in Washington, D.C. As far as what we can expect in that debate, David Plouffe, former campaign manager for Barack Obama, believes.
Well, first of all, I think it'll be a tough debate for Biden because he's the front runner now. So the moderators, the media members, I doubt they're going to ask Bernie many tough questions. They'll ask Biden tough questions. So it's a chance for us to see how he responds to those and how he pivots.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.